What if the problem with education isn't that children don't want to learn, but that we've forgotten how learning actually works? Picture a mother scrambling eggs over a driftwood fire on a beach, tide pools waiting to be explored, children writing silly notes to deliver by bike in a makeshift Pony Express. These aren't Instagram-worthy moments designed for performance. They're what happens when we stop treating education as something we do to children and start recognizing it as something already alive in them. The radical truth at the heart of this approach is disarmingly simple. Children already love learning. They're doing it constantly. The question isn't how to make them learn, it's whether we're paying attention to what they're actually learning and whether we have the courage to trust it. Real learning doesn't feel like checking boxes. It feels like fire. Combustible, mesmerizing, a little terrifying. Think about the last time you fell into something so completely that hours disappeared. Children experience this naturally when we don't extinguish it. A 10-year-old starts a cookie business to fund space camp. A 5-year-old declares on her birthday, "Today I will learn to read," because she's discovered that writing preserves her stories. These aren't exceptional children. They're children whose natural fire hasn't been doused by our anxiety about whether they're on track. We often get the sequence backward, expecting enthusiasm without providing kindling. We assign math worksheets and wonder why there's no spark. But fire needs fuel. When a child shows genuine interest in astronomy, fashion, video games, anything, we face a choice: blow on the flame or dump water on it. The supportive approach means noticing energy and imagination while overlooking imperfections. A mother who knows nothing about astronomy researches opportunities for her son, finds astronomers for him to meet, and one night at 4 a.m., looks through his telescope to see Saturn's rings for the first time in her 40 years. Through his passion, she discovers her own capacity for wonder. Everything can be taught through anything. Video games lead to Greek mythology. Fashion connects to vocabulary. Klingon introduces linguistics. Even a bathtub stopper involves mathematics, engineering, and business. The rigid separation of subjects into discrete boxes, math at 9 a.m., history at 10, science after lunch, reflects administrative convenience, not how knowledge actually works. When we presume curiosity instead of assuming deficiency, everything changes. Siblings fighting over video games aren't demonstrating poor character. They're trying to access what dominates their imagination. A child asking, "Can I drink gasoline?" isn't being dangerous. They're fascinated by speed and power. The question, "How do I get my kids to love learning?" treats education as something done to children rather than recognizing their natural hunger for understanding. Learning bridges instinct and reality, happening continuously whether we direct it or not. When we map connections between a child's passion and traditional subjects, piano leading to music theory, physics of sound, mathematics of rhythm, history of composers, arbitrary divisions dissolve. Trust the child's love of learning, and the academics follow. Four forces power every learning adventure: surprise, mystery, risk, and adventure. These aren't educational techniques. They're fundamental elements that make life feel supercharged and delightful. Surprise startles us into delight. It's writing down a child's unique story in a handmade book and watching them realize their words can be preserved forever. It's ditching morning lessons when a child asks to pretend their pony's delivering mail, inviting the neighborhood, and creating an unforgettable fusion of history, writing, physical education, and friendship. Mystery sustains what surprise sparks. It revels in depth, awe, and wonder. When children ask endless questions, resist providing answers. Instead, enjoy the unknowing together. Risk acknowledges that educating your own children is audacious. Your children need their own bold challenges to feel equally engaged. What would they love to do if money and time were no object? These big, hairy, audacious goals require commitment and faith, but when we prioritize what children genuinely love, they gain satisfaction that fuels them through less inspiring work. Adventure means journeys beyond your house with some element of hazard, not all-inclusive vacations where everything is managed. Homeschooled children need chances to test their self-sufficiency away from parental oversight, starting with sleepovers and progressing to specialized camps, co-ops, and dual enrollment. Once enchantment sparks interest, four capacities nourish it: curiosity, collaboration, contemplation, and celebration. Genuine curiosity floods in and capsizes everything else. You search online, ask questions, test ideas. The shift required is adopting an outrageous presumption of curiosity, treating children as curious until proven otherwise, transforming problem behaviors into learning opportunities. Collaboration means partnering with children rather than expecting independent learning. Think of Steven Spielberg's mother driving him to filming locations. She big-sistered him into filmmaking. Big, juicy conversations, rambling exchanges without concrete objectives, become valuable educational experiences where children safely express ideas without fear of correction. Contemplation sustains deep learning, transforming fleeting interest into years-long engagement. When a child deeply invests in one skill, chess, gaming, or reading fantasy novels, benefits transfer everywhere. The discipline to outthink your best thoughts in a video game becomes the same discipline applied to philosophy or writing. Optimal learning happens in relaxed alertness, when children feel competent, confident, and intrinsically motivated. Celebration completes the cycle. True celebration happens when children value what they've learned. Climbing to the top of a rock wall, finishing a beloved book series, creating something meaningful. Unlike grades or rewards, genuine celebration comes from the achiever's own sense of accomplishment. Homeschooling isn't a separate activity. It's a lifestyle where learning happens naturally through relationship and daily life. The best educational experiences emerge organically rather than through rigid box checking that produces forgettable learning. The breakthrough comes when you emphasize home rather than school. Imposing strict structures creates resistance because home represents freedom. Create a forgiving routine that provides structure while allowing spontaneous opportunities without anxiety about getting behind. When Lady Inspiration arrives, the fun aunt who disrupts schedules but offers valuable learning, follow her to the petting zoo or impromptu game without guilt. Routines resume when inspiration departs. Select materials that inspire you first. If you find them tedious, your children will too. Rather than using insistence and coercion that sever connection, practice invitation. When frustrated, pause and ask, "How can I invite my child to participate?" The answer might involve surprise, curiosity, collaboration, exploration time, or finding connections to mind, body, heart, or spirit. There are no educational emergencies. School standards are arbitrary, designed for managing groups. At home, children learn at their own pace. One reads at 6, another at 10, both become devoted readers. Math can spread over years. College can wait. Sanity begins when you accept you're powerless to produce academic results in your children. You provide conditions, they do the work. This requires courage, the audacious belief you'll be enough. Most parents seek guarantees, but this desire for certainty creates intensity and control rather than the flexibility learning requires. Good enough home education means being conscious, making deliberate choices, acting with goodwill, staying open to growth. Everything you teach can be ruined by a single tone of voice. Your children don't care about lesson plans. They care about your cuddles. Bring your friendship voice, curious, wondering aloud, inspired by their ideas, not your teacher voice demanding obedience. Here's the secret. Parents who begin homeschooling for their children often continue for themselves. Home education awakens an educational renaissance for adults. Indulge your own academic appetite right in front of your kids. If you dedicate years to homeschooling, actually like it. No child wants to be the obligation that sucks joy from the person they love most.